Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number three, and right on time, as always, here on Danny and Dusty on a Thursday afternoon, whether you're listening on 1080 AM, watching along on YouTube.com/1080AM The Fan, or Twitch.tv/1080AM The Fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out on this wonderful College Football Thursday as we officially kick off week one.
I love you, too.
No more week zero. No more week zero nonsense.
No more
week zero. It is officially week one. In fact, I believe we have our first kickoff in a half hour or 20 minutes.
Bum, 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 bum.
I believe there's a 5:30 kickoff on the East Coast, if I remember right.
I have an update.
Mm.
I was looking on the internets, and the Big Ten Conference tweeted out there's an update to the kick time.
Yeah, they got pushed back because of lightning.
Which is great. Because Minnesota and North Carolina are going to kick off at 8 p.m. Central Time, which is 6 Pacific. North Dakota State, Colorado, they kick off at 5 o'clock. So you have an hour in between those two. That also led me to something I'm very excited for. Minnesota football tweeted out, hey, Gopher fans, if the Gophers score in the third quarter during a home game this season, you get free Culver's cheese curds with an online purchase.
Ooh, cheese curds. Culver's is good.
And all it takes is a third quarter touchdown? Look, you know what? This is actually, Minnesota football may be making PJ Flex life a little bit harder.
Rowing the boat.
Because now you have fans that are really going to be invested in third quarter adjustments. They're going to be PJ Fleck and the offense need to really buckle down at halftime and make those third quarter adjustments because I need my cheese curds from Culver's to be free with my online purchase. I have a feeling the Venn diagram of the people that are getting upset about that and that order online don't overlap very much, but that small sliver gonna
be
very aggressive.
I don't know if you've ever seen, if you or didn't see the, I think it was Culver's. There was the, you know, you get the, could you eat this in an hour if your life depended on it? And it was like a, I think it was a Culver's burger, shake, fries.
And a large drink.
And a large drink.
And some cheese curds. And cheese,
yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
And my buddy from Dallas was like, what the bleep? I can do this in 7 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a no-brainer.
I was like, how? What?
You know what the promo code is if the Gophers score? in that third quarter?
Something about a hole.
No.
No?
Go for the number four. Curds.
Yeah.
Go for curds.
Go for turds.
I will say that one thing about that meal, though, too, housing that thing in 7 minutes, is the only thing that would slow me down would be that Sunday and the old ice cream headache.
Coward.
That's a hard one to come back from, man. That's pain. Like, I've never felt. I mean, look, I've heard that childbirth is bad, but ice cream headache?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you were talking about me calling you a coward.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, there's something there. I think what you got to do is you got to go, like, fry, ice cream, fry, ice cream, fry, ice cream. If you're eating for speed, if you're, or maybe cheese curd ice cream.
Hey.
I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there. A little dairy action. I don't know. Mix it up. I'm sure we had something else to do here.
I think so.
We did.
All right.
Do we want to do it here or do we want to go to a break, huh?
Nope, we're doing it now. Right. Do it live.
There we go.
Because I don't want to know where your brain was going at all.
No, I
was in a dark place. No,
it was in a football place.
Get to the goods.
The pregame show for the for college football. The first one kicks off here in 17 minutes for Howard versus Rutgers, Big Ten.
Ooh, I'm excited for Rutgers.
I was looking to see if we have Big Ten football on the network that we have here to put on the pregame show.
I don't think we do.
I don't think so either, which
I don't
is
think we do.
Problematic. We do have our final four. Our final four.
Of the greatest rivalry trophies.
Trophies, which apparently was lost on most Oregonians.
Yeah.
Our winners in from yesterday, the Ram Falcon of Air Force Colorado State taking on the Fremont Cannon. The Fremont Cannon squeaks by 56-44.
Woo.
People hate the troops. Good to see. All right. Moving on next, the Floyd of Rosedale, Iowa, Minnesota versus the Heartland Trophy of Iowa, Wisconsin. The Pig in a Blanket moved on.
Let's go.
The Paul Bunyan taking on the Saddle.
That was the bovine matchup.
Mm.
No, wait. No, this was not the bovine matchup. Never mind.
This is Paul Bunyan versus Saddle. Saddle crushed 60-40.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay.
And in the final matchup, the Jewel Chilele of USC Notre Dame against the Platypus of Oregon, Oregon State. The Oregon State Platypus did indeed move on.
Well, it feels like it feels like two teams that are working their way through the loser's bracket, to be quite honest. Getting their way into the Final Four.
And now your matchups in the Final Four. The Floyd of Rosedale against the Platypus of Oregon, Oregon State. The Fremont Cannon taking on the Saddle. Currently right now the Platypus leads 78-22.
Over the Floyd of Rosedale?
Over the Floyd of Rosedale, which means you all are disgusting.
The rivalry is way better for Oregon and Oregon State.
Disgusting.
The trophy is not, guys. The trophy's not.
Not good. So the winners, it'll be either the Saddle or the Fremont Cannon taking on the Floyd of Rosedale or likely the Platypus in our final matchup tomorrow before we get into the college football season. So there it is. We are there.
I can't.
Are you ready?
So hard for me. For football season?
Are you ready?
Yeah, yesterday I was ready.
Hmm?
I was ready yesterday. We got some really tough matchups going on.
Okay.
I can't believe the Saddle and not the Spurs or the Golden Hat are in the Final Four.
Mm.
But crazy things happen. Crazy things happen. I have voted for the Floyd of Rosedale and the Fremont Cannon.
There you go.
Those are my two votes.
I'm going to give you a dealer's choice. Give me next. Do you want to talk about some football media stuff or baseball?
Well, the way you frame that, you had me at football, you lost me at media stuff, so I'll go baseball.
All right, we'll get to some baseball coming up next year on Danny and Dusty, Tanny the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some hot baseball talk. It's going to be closing time. Whoop whoop for baseball season. We're going to turn the calendar into September, and it's turn and burn time.
Yeah.
Your Astros and the Mariners are going to fight to the, not to the death, they'll gum each other to death.
Whoa, they're limping.
They're limping. It's not a dead heat to the to the finish. I mean, Kansas City and Cleveland, now that's a nice little race.
That is a nice race, and that's what I like about this time of year, though, is you got Kansas City and Cleveland. One game separates the two of them, and we have compelling matchups like that. Like the Astros and the Royals open up a series tonight. You got Astros Royals going on. Let's go. Let's get it. But
so you're telling me I'm the world's biggest Royals fan tonight?
Yeah. Why? You hate the Astros?
I mean, everyone does. Let's be honest.
I don't. I love them.
I mean, I needed to caveat this. Everyone with a soul hates the Astros.
I have a big update here.
Mm.
So we've talked about this at length. My son actively roots against my teams.
As he should.
He is a Lakers fan.
That's gross.
A Braves fan. And he just likes whoever is playing the Patriots. He actually likes the Dolphins. He's a Dolphins fan. So his favorite athlete in the world right now is Bryce Betcher of the Ducks, because he plays football and baseball, right? He's a two-sport guy. Loves Bryce Betcher. Astros drafted Bryce Betcher in the 13th round, and my son finally found out. And he looked at me and he goes, I guess I don't hate the Astros anymore. And I was like, yes!
Oh,
got him!
This is how you win?
Oh, got him!
Man.
Got him! 13th round draft pick. That's what got him. It was great. It was great.
I don't like this.
I know. I love it. I've just wanted him at any point to just be like, yeah, Dad, your teams don't suck. And I finally got that. I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
I don't like this.
All right.
Not one bit.
Yeah. A little bit of it is gone, you know, just having him actively root against me and joy. But I'm happy now that he is seeing the ways of liking the Astros a little bit.
Gross.
Yeah. All right.
All right. For on the other side of baseball side of things, a fun team, the plucky fun team.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Pirates. Are they going to Felix Hernandez, Paul Skeens?
And they might Mariner him. Last night was ridiculous.
It was the exact opposite of what we get with Shohei.
Yeah.
And what he did. Having the amazing dog throw the first pitch.
So cool.
And then him
way to go, decoy.
Hitting a dinger and stealing a base.
Yep. 50-50 club in insides.
All being amazing. Meanwhile, Paul Skeens goes out there and does insane Paul Skeens things. And, well, I mean, not insane, just good Paul Skeens things. And then absolutely falls apart in a way that truly is impressive.
So, Paul Skeens, well, you're right. He wasn't, like, phenomenal. He wasn't out of this world last night.
He's good.
But he went five strong innings, went five complete. He
was in line for a win.
Only gave up five hits in the game. And struck out six, gave up two earned, three runs overall he gave up. But you're sitting there going, yeah, the Pirates have this thing under control. When he left the game, okay, the score was 10-3. The score was 10-3 entering the seventh inning. The Pirates lost 14-10. Which I think if you get Pitt and Northwestern on a football field together, I think that's the score.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the score's probably 14-10.
Yeah, because but Iowa on there, it's going 14-6.
But they ended up giving up 11 runs. 11 runs in the final three innings of that game.
I think it was two in the seventh, three in the eighth, and six in the ninth.
Six in the ninth inning.
To the Cubs of all teams.
Yeah, it's not like it was the Yankees. It wasn't the Dodgers or the Padres.
No. They're just absolutely raking. No, it's the Cubs.
They gave up 11 runs in three innings to the Cubs and couldn't muster anything across the board. I fear for Paul Skeens, but what gives me hope about Paul Skeens and his career is that, like, unlike the Mariners, which they get these guys in and they actually enjoy playing in Seattle and embrace the fan base and embrace the organization and stay there their entire career to change something.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that plays for the Pirates just leaves. So, I mean, at least we can hold on to hope that that will happen. And we don't have Paul Skeens' entire career wasted because he's way too good to have that happen. And Livy Dunn was even roasting him. She's like, what?
She used a Paul Skeens gif.
Yes, she should.
Which ESPN did a profile on Paul Skeens yesterday that is probably about a 15-20 minute read. It's long, but it's crazy good. For those that, like, if you want to, like, read about a generational talent and just how weird stuff comes together for people, dive into it, because I'll give you a quick little teaser. Paul Skeens, like, everyone believes the legend started at LSU. He was an Air Force catcher.
Yeah, and that was the thing that they talked about when he was at LSU. I remember, like, in, you know, the regional, super regionals and College World Series when people actually start watching college baseball. They were talking about Skeens and being like, dude, this kid's a transfer from the Air Force Academy. I was like, huh? What?
The number one pitcher in baseball by a substantial margin
was
a catcher 2 years previous at Air Force. All because of he wanted to be of service, and what ended up happening was he also could pitch.
Yeah,
and boy, can he pitch!
He's really good.
But the origin story of him and kind of how he has become what he has become is crazy. Well worth your time, I think, if you dive into that one.
All right,
come up next.
All right,
we will dive into some podcast stuff, including your sick, twisted goat, Tom Brady. But here's the Big Kahuna Sports
Update.
He's just
not mine.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
You know the thing that happens when your football team beats the crap out of another and somebody goes to Wikipedia and changes the owner of the team to that player?
Yeah.
Tom Brady gets to do that, but it's real life.
Oh.
Tom Brady stole a game on a rule that didn't exist because the refs were in and Roger Goodell is a devil.
Cry more.
The Tuck rule was non-existent. It was a fumble, and the Raiders should have won a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But that thieving, pointy-nosed, divorced dad instead got one. Mm. And now he's actually buying into the Las Vegas Raiders and will technically be an owner.
Yeah, love to see it.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, love to see it. You know, Tom Brady is being vetted by ownership right now, which basically means the NFL is checking to see if he actually has enough money to be an owner of the NFL. They know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going through the process of buying a minority stake of the Raiders. It's not like he's going to be majority owner and he's going to own, you know, be telling Mark Davis what to do. But he's going to be a guy who's going to be in Mark Davis's ear. He's going to move that bowl cut aside so he can hear quite clearly and whisper sweet nothings of how you win in the NFL to Mark Davis. If they win a Super Bowl with Tom Brady as an owner, will you forgive him?
No.
Oh.
He's got to win too.
Why?
Because he cost them one.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
The officials did.
Yeah, well, he paid him off.
What?
Come on. How else did they get the snow plowed out of position?
That is a new level of conspiracy theory from you.
Look, I'm just saying.
That Tom Brady, the sixth round pick on his first contract, was paying off officials.
Well, I mean, how else do you get there?
But your grudge is so deep into Tom Brady that you can't even admit that the officials that were in the wrong were the ones to blame.
They all are. They all are. They're all in
cahoots. This ownership is going to be my new favorite thing in
football.
They're
all in cahoots.
The thing that
gets glossed over is not. Just the tuck rule. It's that they brought out the snowplow.
They didn't clear the spot. They didn't.
They did.
No, it wasn't. Mm. They did not bring it. Mm. The snowplow game was a long time ago in New England. It was blowers. Mm. And,
oh, my mistake.
And yeah. That is your mistake.
Yeah, they cleared a spot which they weren't technically legal to do.
Well, and it was the holder and the kicker, Adam Vinatieri, who made it nice, clean little spot for them to kick a game winner and crush Danny's soul.
They should not have been able to do. Hate it. But I say all of this is not just to bring up horrible memories, but also because...
You're over it 23 years later.
Definitely way over it. As a potential owner in the NFL, he is now beholden to NFL ownership rules, which severely restricts and limits his capacity as a media member.
Hey, I am for this because what this means is that it's easier for us to get Greg Olsen back on the number one game. I think Brady's going to do really well as a broadcaster.
He cannot say anything.
Well,
basically.
He can't do any of the prep. He can't go into, you know, opposing teams, practice facilities, watch practice, and meet with coaches and players because, I don't know, you're an owner of another team. Oops. That seems like a big conflict of interest.
Yep.
And so, especially with a guy who... Remember when Brian Flores got fired in Miami? Remember why that was? It was because Stephen Ross wanted to have Brian Flores meet with Tom Brady on a boat in a marina. Sure. Remember that? And Flores is like, I ain't doing that. Like, that's totally against the rules here. Like, he's been a guy that owners have wanted to tamper with in the past. And so it's
and
like,
Brady was probably open to it, to be honest.
He probably was. He was on the outs in New England. I mean, I'm not going to put it past him. But yeah, this could put a big... throw a massive wrench into Fox's plans to have Tom Brady as their number one broadcaster.
Yeah, because he cannot publicly criticize officials or other teams.
Ooh, how great would that be if Tom Brady... And by the way, that would be the most redeeming quality of a Tom Brady broadcast.
Was him cutting loose?
Is his criticisms would be biting, and they would be... quick and to the point, and it would be
torrential a-hole. Like,
totally
like,
fair.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it would not be the reserve. Well, I think possibly this could be.
No,
the,
he'd be like, that's a bad throw.
Yeah, like it would exactly.
You should not make that throw in that situation. Like, and that would be where Tom Brady is different than almost
anybody
else in football.
And that's where the value would be in having him be in your number one chair, is that you would have, because he would be above reproach.
Yeah, it's like, who are you to say that? Well,
I'm him.
Yeah.
And it's not
good luck.
And it's different in the sense of like if Michael Jordan was on a broadcast, because Michael Jordan was always on that trajectory. You know what I mean? It was Tom Brady was not. He had to slowly work it and earn it through and through and through over the entirety of his career. It wasn't a top three pick.
Not a guy born on third.
No.
Thinks he had a
triple. And so because of that, There is respect in that, because the TB12 and all the weirdness that goes along with that, it's still a crap ton of work.
Yeah. Well, he had to work so hard he became this psychopath.
Yes.
To get better. You see, he dunked last week. Last weekend, Tom Brady dunked.
No.
I don't think Tom Brady.
10-foot hoop?
Yeah, 10-foot hoop.
In jeans.
In jeans.
He couldn't dunk when he came out of college.
I don't think he could either. I don't think he could.
No way.
I think Tom Brady is a better athlete now than he was when he was in his prime.
Drugs. But.
Whoa. He doesn't eat strawberries, man.
Yeah.
That's what it
was. Was that why his name was in the Balco list?
Science. He wasn't on the Balco list. Come on. Science says strawberries do weigh you down.
Mm.
Look at you just throwing out that he was on the Balco list.
You like that? I'm implicating him everywhere I can.
No, I don't, because you're going to get sued.
That's true. I think it's that slander.
That would 100 saying something you know is not true. Yeah. As fact, yeah.
Come on.
TV producer of this midday show is not to be held liable for the...
he was not on the Balco list.
There we go.
It's the TB12 method that may or may not include HGH. You know. To be fair, if he wants to send me a sample of the TB12 method that includes a...
It's a whole method, man.
I'll try. I'll go down that path.
It's a whole thing.
I'll walk down those dark alleys.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2006, he was called into the investigation, but was cleared after he called Barry Bonds to ask him what his personal trainer is doing with him. Well, Tom, obviously not knowing what Barry Bonds' trainer was doing with him at that time.
I'm sure he had no idea.
I mean, he was cleared. Everybody else got popped.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Again.
Wait, so everybody else, it got popped by him, and you're like, nope, he's the one.
No, all of them. All of them. When one person doesn't, probably because either they paid somebody off or they ratted out.
You don't think Barry Bonds would have paid somebody off? His member, his guy go to jail.
Yeah, he was chief.
For him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I'm good.
I love your commitment to this.
You know, I got to find something here. But this is going to be a multi-week review process, and then I don't know what the hell he's going to do as a broadcaster.
I don't either.
Like, how do you call a game when you can't be critical of anything that's happening?
I don't think you can. I don't think you can.
Like, because they gave him a metric crap ton of money to do this, and I don't think he can.
Do you think you bring him into the studio show then at some point, and you have him with
turn him into
JB, Howie, Terry? No?
No. Because... Who like, because he's got to replace somebody on that panel.
Well, and he can replace Gronk when Gronk comes in.
But Gronk is just gonna be your wild. Like, Tom's gonna be there, and he's gonna be basically white James Brown.
I wonder if he. Well, no, because if he is honest in his assessment pre and halftime, and then the in between games,
he can't be critical of anything.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, what does he do?
Owns the Raiders and runs them into the ground, and I get so much joy out of it.
That's actually what you want.
Yeah, no, I actually want them to win multiple Super Bowls now, just so you have to acknowledge the greatness of Tom Brady.
Well, he was a good player.
No, he's the greatest.
He's a good player
of all time.
He's a really good player.
The greatest of all time.
He may or may not have done things that I would think that most people would call mildly egregious, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
Yeah. All right.
So
we got football back.
We do have football back. You want to keep it in the NFL? NFL business world?
I want college football. I want college football. All right. Yeah. We get this thing going.
Well, because it's college football as we are how many more minutes? 18 minutes away from our first kickoff here of Thursday college football action. Coming up on Danny and Dusty, Tinny the Fan. We're 15 minutes away from college football getting underway week one as Rutgers and Howard. That traditional...
Oh, vicious cockfight there of the Howard Bison. Hey, two Bison playing.
There you go. Some hot Bison on Bison action.
No, it's the Scarlet Knights on Bison.
It'd be better if it was North Dakota State.
Yeah.
Because that's actually what they do in North Dakota on a Friday night. They go watch Bison on Bison action.
I going to take your word for it. I've never been to North Dakota before, but
I did have a flock. No, what do you call a group of bison?
A herd.
Herd. There you go.
There you go.
I went to English school.
You did.
Boy.
Still one of my favorite things. The confidence with which you said English school.
S-W-I-N-J. It was right up there.
He went to English school.
Good Lord. But we do have probably the more discussed matchup of Colorado and North Dakota State.
Yeah.
And, well, there's going to be some pomp and circumstance because it's Dion. Are we going to get
excuse me, that's Coach Prime to you.
Are we going to get the Travis Hunter Heisman campaign started right out of the gate?
They should. I mean, look, Colorado and Coach Prime, if you don't think they're going to try to run the score up on North Dakota State, you're crazy. Because they've been saying all year long that nobody believes in them, nobody's on their side. They were 8-point favorites to open up the betting line.
It's
10.5 now. People are just piling on Colorado because if they win, they're going to try to pile it on. And they know that, you know, they're on this respect tour, which is very weird that you're doing this against an FCS opponent.
Especially after winning 4 games last year.
But you also need to showcase his son, which remember a few months ago when Dion was saying that he's going to manipulate where Shador is drafted to? And went even said it like Eli Manning,
yeah,
where he's going to try to be the puppeteer and pull the strings to make sure his son gets to a favorable spot. Well, yeah, they're gonna start the Shador and Travis Hunter Heisman campaign tonight. And look, Travis Hunter is good as gone, right? Shador is they're as good as gone after this year, and that's not going to be a surprise to anybody that when they do leave because they're two of the highest rated prospects going into the draft. We'll have to wait and see on Shador and holding onto the ball as long as he does. You don't get sacked 56 times in college football with your solely because of your offensive line.
Ah, come on. It's all on the O-line.
And what have we seen quarterbacks go from boom to bust in the NFL? Holding onto the ball for far too long. Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. You know, Josh Allen's criticism, he's holds onto the ball for too long sometimes. So you go through this. And you say, all right, how are they going to try to show? Make no mistake, this whole season is all about getting his kid and Travis Hunter drafted very highly in the NFL draft.
And then where does he go?
Well, Deion's still on that, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to stay at Colorado. But how many things has Deion said out one side of his mouth and then a month later say it out of the other side of his mouth? See the thing we talked about yesterday with the whole Oregon-Colorado going to the Pac-12 saying somebody hacked into our video system. And then the company that runs the video system saying,
no, we're good here.
Nobody hacked into the video system. And then when the Pac-12 reaches back out to Colorado, they're like, yeah, we're not going to reply about any of it after the initial complaint. That is immediately after he said that was a whooping, no excuses, you know,
no excuses, but here, let me find some excuses for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've said it before. I want Dion to succeed. I think it would be great to have somebody come in as a disruptor, just as like Dabo too, on the complete other end of the spectrum of I'm only going to go with high school guys. I think Dabo's very antiquated in his thoughts on the transfer portal, but he's also shouldn't be coaching anymore because he said the day that players get paid is the day he finds something new to do. So. If both of those guys succeed going their own way and carving their own path, yeah, I'd like to see that because I think that's the most exciting thing that you see in football, whether it was, you know, anytime you watch a service academy play, right? And they're running the triple option because they have to run the triple option. They usually get their teeth kicked in. But, hey, do it your own way. Kirk Ferentz, winning 10 games, 9-10 games every year with zero offense is incredible. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. Is it boring as hell to watch sometimes? Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you find a way to do it a different way and
Texas
succeed.
Texas Tech winning football games by playing zero defense.
And just throwing the ball
70
every
times.
Single down.
Case Keenum has a passing record that will never be broken.
Well, could be broken this year if...
No, career yards?
Yeah. Dylan Gabriel is 3,500 yards away from breaking his all-time record. Or
the 19,000-yard record?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yep. That was one of the factoids about old Dillon Gabriel this year. I think he needs to have 100 less yards passing than Bo Nix had last year, and he will pass Case Keenum on the list. So
no, he needs 4,500 yards.
Yeah, it's like 4,436, yeah. And Bo Nix threw for 4,500 yards last year.
Okay.
At Oregon. So, and I think Dillon Gabriel has had a couple of seasons above that in his career so far. But that's the thing when you play college football for, I don't know, over a half a decade. So, you got that going
for you. Yeah, because Case Keenum's record right now is 2,200 yards ahead of second place. Yeah.
So I got that going.
19,217 over Timmy Chang's 17,072.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah, I found that. I was just as shocked as you were, though, when I read that Dillon Gabriel little factoid about he has to have a year.
Gabriel's highest passing season is 3,600.
3,600 yards? Yeah. All right. Well, he needs 4,463 yards to get there. So
he's almost 1,000 yards more than he's had in the past.
Yeah. Well,
I wonder what was Bo Nix's highest season before he got to Eugene.
It wasn't that.
No.
But last year was a special year where he had set the record for completion percentage in the season.
3,500 yards the year before at Oregon. Before that, it was 2,500.
Yeah. Yep. So
he threw the ball 470 times last year.
Yeah. A lot of throws.
So
throw that football, man.
Gabriel's record for most attempts, UCF was 413, and that was 3,500 yards.
In 10 games.
Yeah. So he would have gone to
500. In 10 games.
Yeah, he would have gone to 500.
Yeesh. Yeah, that'll be interesting to follow this year, though.
That's the thing about Gabriel, though, is that can he stay healthy through it all?
Yeah. In his sixth season of college football. Helps to have a really good offensive line.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, if they give him the Bo Nix treatment.
Yeah.
Where for 2 years he basically stays clean.
Look, at that receiving core, they're going to throw the ball a lot, too.
I don't know, man. 4,500.
I know.
That's a lot.
Bo last year.
Yeah, but again, you're talking about basically a Heisman campaign.
Yep.
So if Gabriel has the Heisman campaign, sure.
Ooh, the Heisman favorite.
Mm.
Yeah, which always works out.
Yeah.
Always works out for guys, having the Heisman.
When was the last time it did work out?
I don't know.
I feel like it's been a long time.
The thing is, I don't know how much we're going to see of Dillon Gabriel in the first few weeks.
That's the thing.
Like, this week, I don't.
Does he play a half? Does he play a quarter?
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to see him for a half. Maybe. Maybe a quarter and a half.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, didn't they do that with Bo the first year?
They had
a game like that where he was out early.
Wrong.
So
yeah. All right. Up next, you got 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac and Souk. Have a great Thursday. We'll see you Friday right here on the Fan.
Bye.
I stuck my finger right in that thing. It's hard.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.